Volume 49, Number 5 of The Friend Magazine for May 2019. Contents. Conference is for me. A conference message from the Prophet. Conference news. Conference notes. Conference activity page. Show and tell conference edition. Stories and features. The Red Cupcake. Family Night Fun. The Story of the 10 Lepers. Service for Susie. Hello from Canada. Apostles Around the World. Elder Cook. Kindness at the Carnival. Bright Idea. The Gratitude Goal. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. For Older Kids. Courageous Examples Keeping the Orphans Warm. What's on Your Mind? Food and Fun. Last Friend Standing. Choose to Be Kind. Music. Keep the Commandments. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff. Mother's Day Wreath. The Living Christ. Fun Stuff. Find It. Gospel A to Z. Fun Stuff. Jesus's Parables. And Friend Junior. For Parents of Little Ones. Hi Friends. Choosing Kind Words. I Can Use Kind Words. Scripture Stories, Jesus Blesses the Children, Coloring Page, and 5-Year-Olds Only. End of contents, read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by Mail. Send something in for the Kindness Garden. See how on page 39. Filter Fail. Vivian S., age 7, Utah, USA, said, "I liked the story, Filter Fail. The girl knew what she saw was pornography and was something that Heavenly Father did not want her to look at. What I liked about the parents is they comforted her right away and fixed the filter." Favorite part. Levi J., age 11, Colorado, USA, said, "My favorite part of the friend is the activities, like the tie quilt. I want to make a quilt and put it on my bed. I can't wait to do more activities every month." The Snow Shovel Squad. Charlotte, Jackson, and Eli T., ages 2, 6, and 4, from Kentucky, USA, said, "We raked our neighbor's yard after reading The Snow Shovel Squad. It made us feel happy when we were all done." Dear friends, this month's friend is all about two of our favorite things, conference and kindness. Please write and tell us what you learned in conference last month or about an experience you've had with kindness. And don't forget to send us a paper flower, plant, or bug for our kindness garden. We love hearing from you, the friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. Read by Bree.
A Conference Message from the Prophet. Feed Your Spirit by President Russell M. Nelson. In the Sunday morning conference session, President Nelson talked about the 13-year-old boys and girls who graduated from primary in January. He is happy when he sees them. Worthily passing the sacrament, learning and serving as beehives, going to the temple, helping teach about the gospel in their families. President Nelson also told a story about a 4-year-old boy named Blake. Early one Saturday morning, Blake grabbed a church book and said, "I need to feed my spirit." President Nelson said he is thrilled when children feed their spirits by feasting on the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you feast on the truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I testify that God lives. Jesus is the Christ. His church and the fullness of His gospel have been restored to bless our lives with joy. President Russell M. Nelson. Read by Dwayne Case.
Conference News. Priesthood Power. An Aaronic Priesthood Choir sang during the priesthood session of conference. Because so many 11-year-olds became deacons at the beginning of this year, that session was probably the largest priesthood meeting ever. Fun facts. As part of conference, leaders shared a report about how the church is growing around the world. There are 103,100 missionaries, 30,536 wards and branches, 162 dedicated temples, plus one more soon after conference, 16.3 million church members. Temple Talk. President Nelson said some of the temples early church pioneers built will be closed soon so they can be fixed up. He also said new temples will be built in 7 countries around the world. Match the colored boxes to fill in the missing vowels. See page 3. Conference quotes. We are safely encircled in the arms of the Savior's love. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. You are beloved. The Lord knows how hard you are trying. Sister Sharon Eubank, First Counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. What is popular is not always what is best. Elder David P. Homer of the 70. Read by Bree.
Conference notes. Growing our faith. President Eyring said that our faith in Jesus Christ needs nourishment, like a growing plant. He said we can feel more love in our families by praying and studying scriptures together, by preparing to serve missions, and by visiting the temple. Write down what this teaches you. On the Lord's Team, Elder Stevenson spoke about playbooks that sports teams use to make plans for their games. He said that the scriptures and words of the prophets can be like a playbook for our life. They help us know what to do in different situations. Write down what this teaches you. Careful Covenant Keepers. Sister Craven taught us to be careful, not casual, about the gospel. Are we careful to watch, read, and listen to things that invite the Spirit? Are we careful about our Sabbath worship? We don't need to be formal or stuffy, but we should be carefully keeping our covenants. Write down what this teaches you. A missionary moment. Elder Wada told the story of a time when his mother came to church before she was baptized. A young boy noticed that she needed a hymn book and gave one to her. That boy helped Elder Wada's mother feel God's love. She decided to be baptized. Write down what this teaches you. Read by Rena Nelson.
Show and Tell. Conference. Harriet Kay, age 8, Northamptonshire, England, used the conference block's picture from the April 2019 friend to build her own block temple during conference. Isla, Andrew, and Henry W., ages 12, 11, and 8, Angus, Scotland, helped their parents build this temple during conference weekend. David and Juliana M., ages 4 and 6, South Holland, Netherlands, play a fun game during conference. They fill 15 bowls with snacks and put a picture of one of the apostles or members of the First Presidency on each one. When one of the brethren speaks, they eat what is in that cup. Vlad P., age 4, Moscow, Russia, said, "I believe God smiles and likes it when I do good things." What good things did the speakers at conference invite you to do? Yuri H., age 8, Taoyuan, Taiwan, said, "I like to listen to the stories and the choir singing. I also like to listen to the parables they give." Anna B., age 10, Maharashtra, India, watched General Conference with her mom. She makes sure to bring her journal and pens each conference to write down the testimonies and messages she hears. Katya L., age 10, Moscow, Russia, said, "The most important part of Heavenly Father's plan is family. What is something you heard in conference about families?" David J., age 9, Soloa, Guatemala, said, "I like watching conference because I like to learn from the prophets, and I like spending that time with my family." Abel C. and Tina S., ages 10 and 9, Bong County, Liberia, are brother and sister. Abel likes conference because that is when we sustain our prophet as president of the church every year. Tina likes it when the prophet talks about temples. Andres C., age 12, Valle del Cauca, Colombia, said, "The conference messages reach the heart and are easy to understand. I like to listen to the prophet because the Lord speaks through him." Other contributors to Show and Tell: Ezra A., age 12, Idaho, USA. Ellie F., age 7, Utah, USA. Read by Enzo Patello.
The Red Cupcake. Finally, it was Sam's turn to get a cupcake. By Marissa Dennis, based on a true story. I'm trying to love my neighbor. I'm learning to serve my friends. Children's Songbook, pages 78 and 79. It was just another regular day at school for Sam, until the cupcakes. "Today is Ryan's birthday," Sam's teacher, Mrs. Coley, said. "He brought a treat to share with us. Let's sing Happy Birthday, and then I'll pass these out." Sam sat up straight and watched Mrs. Coley lift the lid off the box. The cupcakes stood in neat rows, piled high with swirly red frosting. On top, there were little plastic basketballs. Sam wanted to sing really fast so they'd be done quick, but everyone sang so slow. He stared at the cupcakes the whole time he sang. The frosting looked like a twisty mountain with a cave full of magical creatures. Maybe the basketballs should have been dragons instead. Sam was practically drooling as he stared at the cupcakes. When the song was finally over, Mrs. Coley called everyone to line up. Sam moved fast, but by the time he got to the front of the classroom, he was all the way at the back of the line. Well, not the very back. Jenny was behind him. Since it was his birthday, Ryan was first in line. Mrs. Coley handed him a cupcake. Next was Emma, then Zoe. Sam watched them taste their frosting before they even sat down. They giggled at each other's red-stained tongues. After what felt like 5 million years, it was finally Sam's turn. "Oh, no," Mrs. Coley said. "I should have counted them first." Sam glanced in the cupcake box. It was empty. Mrs. Coley was holding the very last cupcake. Sam looked back at Jenny. There wouldn't be another cupcake for her. She looked sad. Mrs. Coley offered Jenny a granola bar, but Sam knew what Jesus would want him to do. "That's okay, Mrs. Coley," Sam said. "Jenny can have it." "Are you sure?" Mrs. Coley asked. "I'm so sorry there isn't one for both of you." Sam turned to Jenny. She gave him a small smile. "Do you want to split it?" Jenny asked. "That's a great idea," Mrs. Coley said. She found a plastic knife and sliced the cupcake in half. She gave one half to Jenny and the other half to Sam. "Thanks for sharing," Sam said. Jenny smiled. "You too." Sam felt great as he walked back to his seat with his half of the cupcake. He was glad he chose to be kind to Jenny and that she had shared with him too. He didn't think anything could make him feel any better. Well, maybe one thing. He took a big bite of his cupcake. Yum! The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. It was my first day of first grade, and I saw a new girl at another desk. When it was time for recess, I went over and asked her to be my friend. She said yes. I asked her what her name is. She answered Stella. I told her my name was Samantha. We were best friends for the whole year. Samantha W., age 8, Wisconsin, USA.
Read by Jane Wise and Ocean Patello.
Family Night Fun. Here are some ideas you could use for home evening. Song, "I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus," Children's Songbook, page 78 through 79. Scripture, Mark chapter 10, verse 13 through 16. Activity. Before home evening, put a picture of Jesus on one side of the room. You could use the picture on page 69 of Come Follow Me. Then sit on the other side of the room and read Jesus Blesses the Children on page FJ4. How can we come unto Jesus like in the story? Have everyone stand up and take turns saying what they can do to come unto Jesus by following him. With each idea, take a step toward the picture of Christ. Keep helping each other think of good things until everyone is with Jesus together. Then talk about what it means that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. See Come Follow Me, page 66. Color cupcakes. This treat goes along with the idea below for page 8. Prepare a white or yellow cake mix using the directions on the box. Divide the batter into 2 or 3 bowls. Stir a few drops of a different food coloring into each bowl. Spray or line a muffin tin. Scoop the different batters into each cup until they are 2/3 full. Bake according to instructions and set aside to cool. Divide and color the frosting in the same way. Put each color into a small plastic bag. Cut one corner of each bag and squeeze the frosting onto the cupcakes. What color combinations can you come up with? More ideas. Read Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. Then read The Red Cupcake on page 8. How did the boy in the story follow the 2 great commandments? How can you follow them? See Come Follow Me, page 79. Then try the recipe above. Look through the General Conference section, pages 2 through 7, at the beginning of the magazine, and make a family goal to do something our leaders invited us to do. Read Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40. Then read the story on page 12. Make plans to serve someone as a family. See Come Follow Me, page 83. Read by Bree.
The Story of the 10 Lepers. One day, Jesus was walking through a village. He saw 10 men who had a sickness called leprosy. Because the men were sick, they couldn't be with their families. They had to stay far away from people in the village. The men asked Jesus for help. They said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Jesus healed the 10 men. They were so happy. Out of those 10 men, only one man stopped to tell Jesus thank you. We can be like the thankful man. We can tell Heavenly Father and Jesus thank you for our blessings. You can read this story in Luke 17, 11 through 19. Read by Margo Patello.
Service for Susie by Richard M. Romney, Church Magazines, based on a true story. Ophelia and her family walked out of the church building together.
What an amazing General Conference,
Papa said.
What was your favorite part, Ophelia?
I like how President Nelson asked us to do acts of service,
Ophelia said.
I like helping people.
I do too,
Mama said.
Let's follow the Prophet and look for ways we can help others.
A few days later, Ophelia and Papa visited their neighbor Susie. Ophelia really liked Susie. She had white hair and a big smile. She was like a bonus grandma. Susie told them she was going to have eye surgery the next day. Ophelia was a little worried.
Will Susie be okay?
She asked Papa while they walked home.
Yes. She's been having trouble seeing, and the surgery will help her see better. But she'll need a few days for her eyes to heal.
Ophelia told Mama about Susie's surgery while they set the table for dinner.
Maybe we could do something to help her, like President Nelson said.
Good idea. What could we do?
Mama asked. Ophelia thought about it. Ophelia's family raked leaves in Susie's yard each fall. They shoveled her snow during the long Canadian winters. But now it was springtime. There wasn't any snow or leaves. How could they help? During the prayer before dinner, Ophelia asked Heavenly Father to bless them to know how to help Susie. Then Papa helped her scoop pâté chinois onto her plate. The delicious smell of the potatoes, vegetables, and ground beef made Ophelia's mouth water. She took a bite. It was one of her favorite dinners, especially because Mama always let her mash the potatoes. She loved helping Mama cook. Then Ophelia had an idea.
Mama, can we make dinner for Susie tomorrow?
Sure,
Mama said.
How about a tourtière?
Great, and we could make muffins too.
The next day, Ophelia and Papa carried a plate of meat pies and muffins outside. Ophelia spotted the beautiful purple flowers blooming in their garden. She picked some and held them together in a little bouquet. Then she and Papa walked to Susie's house. Ophelia knocked on Susie's door. Soon Susie answered. She was wearing dark sunglasses.
Bonjour. We brought you dinner and muffins.
It's so kind of you to think of me,
Susie said.
These are for you, too,
Ophelia said. She handed Susie the bouquet.
Très joli. They're beautiful. Please, come in.
Ophelia and Papa followed Susie into the house.
How are your eyes?
They are a little sore right now. That's why I have these,
Susie said, tapping her sunglasses.
Can you see better now?
Ophelia asked.
It's still a little blurry, but I should be able to see better in a few days.
Ophelia gave Susie a big hug.
I'm glad you're okay. Can we come see you again when your eyes are better?
Of course. And when you see me next time, I'll be able to see you too,
Susie said. They all laughed. Ophelia was glad she could serve, like Heavenly Father wanted her to, and like the prophet asked. She liked helping her friend Susie.
Read by Scott Christopher, Jane Wise, Kristen Hawkins, Casey Wayman, and Shannon Nelson.
Hello from Canada. We're visiting Canada this month.
Here's what we've learned.
Canada is in North America. It's the second biggest country in the world. It has 10 provinces and 3 territories. There are more than 196,000 church members in Canada.
Families in Canada come in all shapes and sizes from all over the world. This family lives in the province of British Columbia.
This is a snack a lot of kids in Canada enjoy. It's called poutine. It's made with French fries covered in gravy and cheese.
In the province of Quebec, many people speak French. This girl and her mom have come to their church building to watch the prophet et apôtre, prophet and apostles, speak at General Conference.
Winters in Canada are usually very cold and snowy, perfect for sledding.
This boy is visiting the Cardston, Alberta Temple. There are 8 temples in Canada. Another one is being built in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Many Canadian kids like playing hockey. They skate on ice and use hockey sticks to hit a puck into the goal. You can also play it with a ball and regular shoes like these kids. No ice required.
Meet some friends from Canada.
I get excited for family home evening every week. We take turns teaching the lesson, and then after, we play games. It's fun. Carson B., age 8, Alberta, Canada. I really love the story of the stripling warriors. They trusted God so much that they weren't afraid to go to war, because they knew that God would deliver them out of the hands of the Lamanites. Jessica H., age 11, Alberta, Canada.
Are you from Canada? Write to us. We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for exploring Canada with us. See you next time.
Read by Margot and Enzo Patello and Shannon and Sean Nelson.
Fun stuff. Mother's Day wreath. Make this for your mom or someone else you love. You'll need green chenille sticks, colored paper, scissors, and craft glue. Step 1. Trace and cut out lots of colored hearts. You will need 4 hearts of the same color and size for each flower. Step 2. Write things you love about your mom or another special person on the paper hearts. Step 3. Fold the hearts in half, then glue half of one heart to the back of another heart. Then add 2 more hearts to make a flower. Step 4. Cut out leaves from green paper. Step 5. Twist chenille sticks together to make a circle. Step 6. Glue the heart flowers and leaves to the circle. Pinch them in place until they stick. Step 7. Give it to your mom or another special person to hang as a wreath or wear as a crown. Read by Rena Nelson.
The Living Christ. The prophets and apostles wrote The Living Christ to tell the world about Jesus. Read part of it each month and memorize the words in blue. We solemnly testify that his life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary. He was the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son in the flesh, the Redeemer of the world. For some fun games to learn more about this, go to page 17. Read by Jean Nelson.
Apostles around the world. Elder Cook visits Brazil. Elder Quinton L. Cook and his wife, Sister Mary Cook, went to Brazil to visit members of the church. They went to teach and share the love of Jesus Christ. They visited the big city of Belo Horizonte. The name of that city means beautiful horizon. Elder Cook said it has the most beautiful sunsets he has ever seen. Watch the sunset. Take time to watch and enjoy the sunset, as Elder Cook did. Draw a picture of the sunset you saw. Then think of a classmate, neighbor, or family member who could use a friend. Brighten their day by sharing your picture. Elder and Sister Cook visited a missionary training center. Missionaries share the light of Jesus Christ every day. Many people came to hear Elder Cook speak in a state conference. He invited everyone to be a light. That means being a good example and helping others, like Jesus did. Elder Cook said, "When we are a light, we influence the world for the better." Share the light. For this activity, you'll need colored tissue paper, a paintbrush, a glass jar, clear glue, and a tea light. 1. Cut colored tissue paper into strips about 1 inch or 3 centimeters wide and 2 inches or 6 centimeters long. 2. Use a brush to cover half of the outside of a jar with glue that dries clear. 3. Stick the strips of paper to the glue on the jar. Repeat for the other half of the jar. 4. Paint another layer of glue on top of the paper and let the paper dry. 4. Put a light inside and watch it shine. How can you be a light at home, in your neighborhood, and at school? Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Fun stuff. Find it. Great-grandma wanted an old-fashioned family dance party for her birthday. Can you find the hidden objects? A envelope, a pumpkin seed sign, 2 gloves, a cane, a cake, 2 horseshoes, a watermelon, a cowboy hat, 2 boots, a flower, a note, a shovel, and a cupcake. Read by Shannon Nelson.
Kindness at the Carnival by Alana Moses and David Dixon, based on a true story. Stephen is sitting on the couch doing homework while Mom waters the plants. Stephen thinks to himself,
"So much homework. But tomorrow I get to play with my friends."
A little while later, Stephen's sister, Stephanie, walks in from school looking tired and sad.
"Mom, nobody wants to go to the school carnival with me tomorrow. I just don't have any real friends."
"I'm so sorry, sweetie."
Stephen feels bad for his sister. He thinks,
"I wish I could help. What would Jesus do?"
Then he gets a great idea.
"I know. I can go with you to the carnival, if you want. I bet we'd have lots of fun together."
"But aren't you playing with your friends tomorrow?"
"Well, you are one of my friends."
Stephen and Stephanie go to the carnival together and have a great time. They get their faces painted, they play midway games, ride on the bumper cars, and eat cotton candy. Best carnival ever.
Kindness is one of the best gifts you can ever give. The authors live in Colorado and Utah, USA.
Read by Chloe and Enzo Patello and Shannon and Rena Nelson.
Gospel A to Z. Use each letter to draw a gospel picture. Can you name a scripture story or primary song that goes along with each one? A. Abish. B. Book of Mormon. C. Creation. D. Dove. E. Empty tomb. F. Fish. G. Garden. H. House. I. Inn. J. Joseph. K. King. L. Lion. M. Moroni. N. Noah. O. Olives. P. Prayer. Q. Queen Esther. R. Resurrection. S. Sheep. T. Temple. U. Unleavened bread. V. Vine. W. Wise men. X. Example. Y. Brigham Young. And Z. Zacharias. Read by Wes Nelson. Fun stuff. Jesus' parables. Start. Jesus taught using parables or stories. Help the traveler find his way through this New Testament city by answering questions about what Jesus taught. Read the scripture verses if you get stuck. 1. What tiny seed did Jesus compare to the kingdom of heaven? Strawberry seed or mustard seed? See Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. 2. What lost animal did Jesus use to teach about repentance? The lost camel or the lost sheep? See Luke chapter 15, verses 3 through 7. 3. How did the Good Samaritan help the injured man? He shared his food and then kept walking. Or he gave him first aid and brought him to an inn. See Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37. 4. In the parable of the 10 virgins, why did 5 of the women miss the wedding? They got lost on the way, or they ran out of oil in their lamps? See Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. And 5. Which parable talks about how happy Heavenly Father is when someone repents? A farmer plants seeds in different soils, or a woman loses a coin and then finds it? See Luke chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. Read by Wes Nelson.
The Gratitude Goal by Eliza Broadbent, based on a true story. Cease not to give thanks, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Kate's stomach dropped when the soccer field came into view from the car window. She knew the Bulldogs were the best in the league, but she didn't think this many people would show up for tryouts. She tightened her grip on her bag when she realized tryouts must have already started. It looked like they were doing drills. The girls were weaving between cones and sprinting across the grass. She was late. Kate jumped out of the car as soon as her mom pulled up. She only made it a few steps before she remembered something important. She needed to say thank you. She circled back.
Thanks, Mom,
she called.
Thanks for driving me and for breakfast.
Saying thank you wasn't a big deal to a lot of people, but it was to Kate. Her favorite scripture story was the story of the 10 lepers. She couldn't believe that out of the 10 people Jesus healed, only one said thank you. She's made it a goal ever since to always say thank you. Remembering that story made the tight feeling she had inside loosen a little bit. At least until she joined the other girls in doing drills and saw how good they were. She couldn't help worrying.
What if everyone else is way better than me?
She thought.
What if I'm the worst one here?
But soon, the coach divided them into teams for a practice game, and Kate stopped thinking of anything other than the black and white ball moving like lightning from one girl to the next. She was breathing hard by the time the coach blew the whistle to end tryouts.
Great job, everyone,
he said.
I'll make decisions in the next few days and let you know.
Kate walked slowly over to her bag. Her whole body was splattered with mud, and her legs felt like slow, heavy elephant legs. Worst of all, she had no idea if she'd even come close to making the team. She was one of the last girls to leave.
Thank you,
she said, smiling at the coach. He just gave her a short nod and turned back to his clipboard. But Kate felt a little better as she walked away. She might not make the team, but at least she'd been grateful. Later that night, Kate was washing dishes with her dad when the phone rang.
I think it's the soccer coach,
Dad said, looking at the number. Kate's heart started pounding. He took the phone to the next room. Kate stayed at the sink, trying to focus all of her attention on washing the dishes. When she heard Dad come in a few minutes later, she kept her eyes down.
What did he say?
She asked.
Just that my Katie is going to be a bulldog,
he said, nudging her shoulder. Her heart skipped a beat.
I made the team,
she said, finally looking up. Dad nodded with a big smile. Kate did a happy dance, splashing water over both of them.
Hey,
Dad said with a laugh.
I have something even better to tell you once you quit being a human water fountain.
Kate paused mid-twirl. What could be better than making the number one team in the league?
Did you thank the coach at the end of tryouts?
He asked. Kate nodded.
Well, he wanted me to tell you that he was really impressed by that. Of the 34 people who tried out, you were the only one that said thank you. He said to thank you for saying thank you.
Dad's smile was even bigger than before. Kate knew her own smile was just as big.
Just like the story of the 10 lepers,
she thought. Being grateful did matter. See Family Manual, pages 72 through 73. Primary Manual, page 71.
Sidebar. There is one thing we can do to make life sweeter, more joyful, even glorious. We can be grateful. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
Read by Bree Nielsen, Casey Wayman, Scott Christopher, Dwayne Case, and Chloe Patello.
Matt and Mandy. In this month's Matt and Mandy, the power is out at the Cooper family household. The storm rages on. Matt and Mandy are sitting at the table using a lantern for light. While covering his ears, Matt says to Mandy,
Wow, that was loud. Good thing thunder can't hurt you.
While looking out the window, Dad says,
And we're safe from lightning in here, but just listen to that wind howl. I hope it doesn't damage any buildings.
Mandy says,
Mom, Dad, after family prayer tonight, can we make a blanket fort in the living room and sleep in it?
Yeah, can we? That'd be fun.
Later, the Cooper family gathers for a family prayer. Matt is saying it.
And Heavenly Father, please bless us and keep us safe, and bless us that the storm will be over soon.
Not long after, while Matt and Mandy are huddled in their blanket fort, a loud crash echoes through the neighborhood. Matt and Mandy both exclaim,
What was that?
End of this month's Matt and Mandy.
For older kids. Brain teaser. People buy me to eat, but I never get eaten. What am I? See page 39. God's amazing world. Did you know Africa is the only continent that touches all four hemispheres? Australia is wider than the moon. More than half of all the people on Earth live in Asia. I love to see the temple. Which of these temples doesn't have an angel Moroni? A. Bogota, Colombia. B. Abba, Nigeria. C. Mesa, Arizona. Or D. Sapporo, Japan. See the answer on page 39. Tips to grow on. Try to spend some time outdoors every day. Fresh air and sunshine can help your mind and body be healthy. Art challenge. Draw a 3D cube. Start with two overlapping squares, then connect the corners. Scripture power. Sarah W., age 11, from Idaho, USA, says, I was having a really hard time at school. I had the impression that I should read my scriptures. I did, and it helped, so I kept doing it. It helped me have a better day and a better attitude, and it helped my mind work better. I know that if we read the scriptures every day, we will be both spiritually and physically protected. Read by Kristen Hawkins.
Courageous Examples. Keeping the Orphans Warm by Jordan Monson Wright, based on a true story. Bristol, England, 1857. George Mueller buried his head in his hands. He had just learned that the large heater in one of his orphanages was broken. What is to be done? George asked himself. I must find warm rooms for 300 children until it is repaired. George didn't know what to do, but he did know who to ask for help, his Heavenly Father. When George was a young man, he didn't really believe in God. He lied and stole money from his friends and family, and only read the scriptures because he had to for school. Then one day, George met some people who loved God and tried to follow him. George began to pray every day. He learned that God was real and would answer the prayers of his children. When George Mueller opened his first orphanage in 1836, he wanted to provide a home for children who didn't have parents. He also wanted to share his testimony of God's love. So George decided to trust that God would help him. When George needed money or food or even jobs for the orphans who had grown up and were ready to leave, he would get on his knees and pray. George had faith that if he prayed to know God's will and then asked for help, God would help him. And God did. Donations and help always came just in time. The children in the orphanages had what they needed, and George helped them see that God loved them. As George looked at the broken heater, he knew this time would be no different. George had faith that God would help. He called workmen to come and fix the heater, but before they could come, a freezing north wind began to blow. George was worried. How would the children stay warm until the heater was fixed? Then George remembered a story from the Bible where the walls of Jerusalem were built quickly because the builders had a mind to work. George got on his knees and began to pray. Lord, said George, would you be pleased to change the north wind to a south wind? And would you give the workmen a mind to work? When George woke on the morning of the repairs, the weather had changed. Even though it was December, a warm south wind was blowing. The children would be warm and wouldn't need a fire while the heater was being fixed. The repairs could begin. The workmen spent all day trying to fix the heater. But there was too much work to finish in one day. At the end of the day, George went down to the cellar of the orphanage. The man in charge of the workers told George, "The men will work late this evening and come very early again tomorrow." George nodded. He hoped the weather would stay good until then. Then one of the workers spoke up. "We would rather, sir, work all night," he said. George smiled. He remembered how he had prayed that the men would have a mind to work hard and finish the repairs as quickly as possible. By morning, the heater was fixed and the orphanage was warm and snug before the winter winds returned. George knew that God had answered his prayer. The author lives in Michigan, USA. Sidebar: George Mueller, born in 1805 and died in 1898, helped more than 10,000 orphans during his life. He trusted that when he served God and others, God would always help him. He wrote, "I have never been permitted to doubt during the last 69 years that I am a child of God, that I am beloved of God." Read by Van Farnworth.
What's on your mind?
I have a hard time
getting along with my siblings. Sometimes they're mean to me. What should I do? Frustrated infantly.
Dear Frustrated, you can't choose how other people act, but you can control what you do. If your sibling is hurting you, get help right away from a parent or trusted adult. If you're just having trouble getting along, here are some things you can try. Look up each scripture for more advice. Remember, kindness begins with you. The friend. When you can't agree on what to do, keep talking and decide together. Take turns. Do something else. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. And Mosiah chapter 18, verse 21. When you're really mad, take time to calm down. Give each other space. Speak softly and kindly. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32. Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31. All the time, try to understand their feelings. Say and do nice things. Show them love. Luke chapter 6, verse 31. John chapter 13, verse 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 14. And Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
Read by Van Farmworth and Sean Nelson.
Food and Fun by Tiffany M. Leary. Maple Candy Pops. Enjoy this Canada-inspired treat. Be sure to get an adult's help with cooking and pouring the syrup. This recipe makes 8 maple syrup candies. You will need 1 cup pure maple syrup, 7 cups crushed ice, and 8 Kraft sticks. Number 1. Pour the maple syrup into a saucepan. Bring to a boil. Stir the syrup continuously until it reaches 235 degrees, 113 degrees centigrade. Check the temperature with a candy thermometer. 2. Move the pan off the heat. Let it sit until the bubbles stop. Be careful because the pan and the syrup are hot. 3. Pack the crushed ice into a pan. Pour thin lines of maple syrup over the crushed ice. The syrup will harden as it cools. Number 4. Wind 1 strip of maple candy around each Kraft stick. Let cool completely, and then enjoy. Paint scrape cards. You will need masking tape, cardstock paper cut into rectangles, acrylic paint, different colors, and a piece of cardboard or plastic with a straight edge. Number 1. Tape paper onto a flat, washable surface. 2. Drip different colors of paint onto the top of the paper. Number 3. Use a piece of cardboard or plastic to press down on the paint, scraping the paint to the bottom of the paper. 4. Wipe any paint off the cardboard or plastic before scraping paint again. 5. Let the paper dry. Number 6. Fold the painted papers in half to make cards. Then, write a nice note to someone. Read by Van Farnworth.
Last Friend Standing by Monica Garcia Adams, based on a true story. I didn't want my new friends to get mad at me. Dare to do right, dare to be true. Children's Songbook 158. It was my first time hanging out with my new friends, Becky and Sarah. I was so excited. Becky's mom dropped us off at the bowling alley, and I followed Becky and Sarah inside. I could smell hot dogs and hear something clattering in the background. I've never been bowling before, I admitted.
Don't worry,
Becky said.
It's easy. And fun.
Sarah added. They led me to a counter, where we checked out special bowling shoes. Then we found our lane and put the bowling shoes on. I picked up a bowling ball. It was a lot heavier than I thought it would be. Sarah showed me how to put my fingers in the holes in the ball. Then Becky showed me how to roll it down the lane. On my first try, my ball didn't hit any pins. But after a few turns, I got the hang of it. One time, I even knocked over all the pins at once.
Nice!
Becky gave me a high five.
That's called a strike.
When the game was over, I went with Becky and Sarah into the bathroom. They unlaced their bowling shoes. Then Becky shoved the shoes behind the garbage can. What are you doing? I asked. Becky grinned up at me.
This is part of the fun. We always sneak out without paying.
I froze, feeling my stomach clench. What about the money your moms gave you?
We keep it,
Sarah said as she slipped her regular shoes back on.
Come on, hide your shoes too.
My heart was beating fast. I knew it would be wrong to not pay, but I didn't want Becky and Sarah to get mad at me. I wanted them to like me. Heavenly Father, I prayed silently, please help me be brave enough to do the right thing. I took a deep breath. I can't do that. It would be like stealing. Sarah put her hands on her hips.
I thought you were our friend.
I am, I said, but I don't want to steal. Becky frowned.
My sister will be here any minute to pick us up. Just ditch the shoes and let's go. Yeah, it's no big deal,
Sarah said.
We do this all the time. Besides, no one will ever know.
But I would know, I thought, and Heavenly Father would know. I shook my head. I'm gonna go pay for mine. Becky pursed her lips.
Then I guess we can't be friends.
She and Sarah pushed past me and out of the bathroom. After they were gone, I got their shoes out from behind the garbage can and took all the bowling shoes back to the counter.
How was the game?
The man at the counter asked.
And where did your friends go?
I swallowed the lump in my throat. Turns out, they weren't really my friends. I told him what happened and pulled out the money my grandma had given me. I can pay for all of us.
That's okay. You can just pay for yours.
The man took the money and gave me my change.
Thanks for being honest. I'm sure your parents would be proud of you.
I called my grandma to come get me. As I waited, I thought about what the man had said. A warm feeling spread through me. I knew it was the Holy Ghost letting me know I'd done the right thing. I could find friends who would help me choose the right. The author lives in Utah, USA.
Read by Chloe and Margot Patillo, Scott Christopher, and Shannon Nelson. Choose to be kind. A true story written by you. This story is from the life of Samuel T., age 10, from Idaho, USA. He says, one day I was in the bus line with my friend Mike. Names have been changed. We try to get in line first so we can sit in the very back of the bus. There is this girl named Savannah that is kind of rude to other kids. I've known her since second grade. Something I found out was that if you are nice to her, she's nice back. Mike, on the other hand, thinks that if someone is rude to him, he should be rude back. I admit I've done that sometimes. That day, we were at the front of the line. When our line was heading to the bus, Savannah tried to sneak in front of everyone so she could sit in the back. When she was right behind us, we tried to tell her that she couldn't cut, but she made an excuse that most people make. We're all going to the same place, she said. When we got to the bus, there was some shoving. Savannah got in first. She quickly ran to the back and put her backpack where she was sitting. I got here first, said Savannah. Mike and Savannah started arguing a bit. I told Mike that we could sit somewhere else, but he didn't listen. I started arguing with Mike. Then I remembered a line from a movie that said, when we have a choice between being right or being kind, we should choose to be kind. So I asked Savannah nicely if we could sit in the seat next to her. Mike doesn't like sharing seats, but he thought about it. Only if you guys don't bother me, said Savannah. Fine, Mike said. On the way home, I had a good feeling inside. You should always be kind, even if it's hard. Read by Wes Nelson. For Parents of Little Ones. By age 4, children may already know more than 1,000 words. How can we make sure that kind words are a solid part of their vocabulary? Here are a few ideas from fellow parents and teachers. I chose our preschool class song to be Kindness Begins With Me, Children's Songbook, page 145. This song says it all. N-E. I remind my children which words are kind and which are not. Sometimes I ask, is that a kind word? And when they answer no, little kids are very honest, we come up with a kind replacement word. Betsy J. Kids learn best by example and experience. If you speak kindly to your kids and the people you interact with, your kids will learn to do the same. When a situation arises where they need correction, do it calmly and with love. Brittany B. I find that when kids use mean words, it's often because they don't know what they should say instead. We practice acting out scenarios about what they should say in different situations. Then, when a conflict arises, I help them rephrase what they are trying to say with the kind words we practiced. Corinne M. Are there any topics you'd like this letter to address? Send us an email at friend@churchofjesuschrist.org and let us know. See Family Manual, page 79. Read by Wes Nelson. Hi, friends.
Hannah, age 3, California, USA, said, I like making brownies for people who feel lonely or sick and taking them to their house to make them smile. Elizabeth, age 5, California, USA, said, We go to see the Sacramento, California Temple once a month. I feel calm and peaceful when we walk around the grounds. I help Mommy cook lunch. Ben, age 4, Western Australia, Australia. I help my mommy with chores, and I pick up litter and put it in the trash. Connor, age 4, Massachusetts, USA. Read by Sean Nelson.
Choosing Kind Words by Jennifer Maddy. Adriana bounced the ball to Celine. Boing! Celine caught the ball and bounced the ball back. Thud! Adriana didn't catch the ball. Celine called Adriana a mean name. Adriana looked sad. Please don't say that, Adriana said. It hurts my feelings. Adriana bounced the ball to Celine. I'm sorry I called you a mean name, Celine said. Celine bounced the ball back to Adriana. I'm glad we can play ball together, Celine said. Read by Shannon Nelson.
I can use kind words. Read the kind words that the children use and color each bubble. When would you use these kind words? These, please, thank you. Can I help? No, thank you. You're welcome. I'm sorry. It's okay. I forgive you. Please stop. You can do it. Don't give up. Read by Sean Nelson.
Scripture Stories, Jesus Blesses the Children by Tiffany M. Leary. Some people took their children to Jesus so he could bless them. But Jesus' disciples told the people to leave. They didn't want Jesus to be bothered. Jesus said to let the children come to him. He said that everyone needs to be like a child to go to heaven. Jesus blessed and prayed for the children. Jesus loves children. Read by Osam Patello.
5-Year-Olds Only by Jane McBride, based on a true story. Kyle was building a pretend fort. He dragged chairs over from the table. He got a green blanket from his bed. Then he got a blanket from Mom and Dad's bed. Kyle pulled the blankets over the chairs. He tied one blanket with some string to make a door. This is a good fort, Kyle thought. It's just right. Then Kyle got a favorite book and toy. He got his pillow. He lay down inside the fort. Sandy stuck her head into the fort. Sandy was Kyle's little sister. She was 3. "Can I play too?" Sandy asked. Kyle frowned. Sandy always wanted to do what Kyle did. But sometimes she broke his toys. Sometimes she tore his books. "This fort is for 5-year-olds," he said. "You're not old enough to come in." Sandy's eyes filled with tears. "I'll be careful," she said. "I promise." But this was Kyle's fort. He built it himself. He did all the work. Kyle shook his head. "No," he said. Sandy trudged away. Kyle could hear her crying. Kyle opened his favorite book. It was about dinosaurs, but he couldn't read it. The words were blurry. He had tears in his eyes. He felt bad about being mean to Sandy. Kyle crawled out of the fort. He went to find Sandy. She was on her bed. She was wrapped in a blue blanket. Her eyes looked sad. "I'm sorry," Kyle said. "You can come in the fort. We can pretend you are 5. Sandy smiled and jumped down from her bed. "Thank you! Thank you!" "I have an idea," Kyle said. "Let's make a sign for the fort. We'll call it Kyle and Sandy's Fort." Sandy ran to get the crayons. Kyle felt good inside. Now, the fort was even better. The author lives in Colorado, USA. Question for you. Why did Kyle change his mind? Read by Wes Nelson.